Well, when you conveyed the message that according to the rules, one should immerse the ashes within 30 days. So, within my heart, I had three thoughts. One is that, I mean, it sounds, but anyway, I didn't want to assume anything. So, in the morning, I was sitting next to His Holiness Radhanath Swami, chanting japa in the temple room in Mayapur. And I said, before you leave the japa area, I would like to speak with you for a few minutes. So, we chanted japa, and then, you know, just maybe 10 to 7, he said he wanted to discuss something. So I told him that, I had planned to be in Vrindavan and to do the immersion on the 9th, on Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's disappearance day. But I ended up staying longer in Mayapur. And, you know, within my heart, I had offered to do this seva, and I want to do it. And furthermore, I think that Mother Mukhara would be happy if we did it together. And as far as the ritual correctness, she's probably gone back to Godhead anyway, so it doesn't really matter about the ritual correctness. So he said that it's the duty of the son to perform the last rites, so he should be the one to decide. And so, and you made your decision, which was, according to what my heart told me. And I think it was like especially those beautiful songs from Vrindavan, it was like a pleasure trip on a boat, you know, and she has Radha and Krishna in her heart and going for a little pleasure excursion on the Yamuna River. And this is really eternal, her eternal life. And she's, you know, gave us a taste of that. I mean, it's all, you know, coming ultimately from Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but due to her deep devotion and realization, she also made it easier for us to taste this eternal life. And she was blessed with so many wonderful family members. course, she also made them. She also contributed to what they are. But yeah, it's so nice. Singing, philosophy, cooking, service.